Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? This is Beth, and she joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Beth. How are you?
Hi. How are you guys? Hi, Mark. Hi, Megan.
Hey, Beth. We're great.
Megan's super stoked.
I'm super stoked.
Yeah. We all are.
Yay.
What's going on with you? What do you want to say?
Okay, well, I'm calling today for some help with my boyfriend. Okay, so I need help with my boyfriend, Joe. I don't know how to drill this into his head.
Okay.
Because I clip coupons.
Right.
So that we save money. And it adds up. It's quite a bit of money, you know, when you use them.
Right.
And I give them to him to use when he's going to the store. And he takes it and says, okay, yes, it's me. And then he goes to the store. He comes back. I'm like, did you use the coupon? And he's like, no, I forgot. Every time he does this. And I'm like, no, come on, man. Please use the coupon. I take the time to cut out the coupon. Please use the coupon. I don't know why he's got a block against the coupon, but it's driving me crazy. I need him to use them. You know, so, it seems like it's a little bit, maybe 30 cents here, a dollar there, but it adds up.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you clip these coupons and you give them to your boyfriend, and then he doesn't ever use them, and that's
exactly
that's the big argument.
He takes them, he says yes, and then he just doesn't use them.
Why doesn't he use them?
I don't know. Is he just that forgetful?
I mean,
wouldn't you remember when you're at the register? Oh wait, I have a coupon.
Speaking from experience, you don't always remember because. Well, you don't. Hang on. What's your boyfriend's name? Is Joe?
Joe.
All right, let's call Joe here and find out what's going on.
Hello?
Joe.
Yeah?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm all right. Who's this?
Joe, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're from the Big 8 Morning Mess. I don't know if you... It's on 95.1.
I know who you guys are. What? Did I, like, win concert tickets or something?
We don't have any concert tickets to give away. But CJ does later today, so listen for that.
Yeah.
No, we actually have... we have Beth on the phone, too. Your girlfriend?
Hey, baby. Yeah,
hey, hi. Hey, Beth. What you do?
Joe, Beth told us that you won't use the coupons that she clips out for you when you go to the store.
Are you kidding me? She called you about coupons?
She did. Apparently, she doesn't understand why she's like, use the coupon. And then you come back and go, man, I didn't use the coupon. And she hates you for that, apparently.
I don't hate you, but I'm just about ready to wring your neck.
Well, I can't believe she called you guys about the coupons. Well, look, we've been arguing about this forever, but look. Guys don't use coupons.
Like all guys? You're speaking for all guys?
I'm speaking for every sane guy in the world and everybody that I know. I'm not going to walk into a grocery store or into the drugstore with a coupon for 30 cents off my deodorant and go, hey, I'm too cheap to pay 30 cents. I'd rather just pay the damn thing than be embarrassed.
So
well,
you don't, yeah.
We finally get to the bottom of it.
So you're not saying it's that you forget, it's that you purposely don't do it because you think that it's a girl, like only women use coupons.
Look, I don't even know why women use coupons. I've got a good job, I make good money, and I'm not going to embarrass myself by giving somebody a raggedy piece of paper, half cut out of the newspaper,
yeah.
So I can save 30 cents off deodorant or 50 cents off a can of soup. I'm just going to buy the thing.
50 cents off a can of soup is pretty good, though, by the way.
Exactly.
And that's like half price.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, all right. So Beth, it's not that he forgets, it's that he flat out refuses to use coupons.
Yeah, it's nice to find out. I obviously had to have the help of Mark and Megan to help me find out the truth of the matter.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been trying to tell you that ever since you clipped that first coupon. Look, if you clip the coupons, you want to save the money, you go to the damn store.
Oh, wow. All right, hang on. Hang on 1 second, you two. 340-9595. Tammy from Middleburg.
Hello?
Tammy?
Yes.
Hi. Hey, hi, your husband's like this dude, huh?
Yes. He just refuses to do it. He won't ever do it. I've given up on him. If I want to use coupons, I go to the store myself.
Is it because he feels they're unmanly, or he just what?
Probably unmanly. He feels like he'd be less of a man if he used them.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So apparently it's a common problem. Hey, thanks for calling. James from Green Cove. Good morning. How are you?
Great, guys. How are you?
We're great as well. What'd you want to say, James?
Well, I'll just let you know. I mean, I consider myself a manly man. You know, I'm 5'8", 280. You know, I own a business in construction, and I'll be the first one to tell you, man, I've got three kids, and if my wife hands me a coupon, son, I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
And when I get in that store, sometimes I'll go to the store, and it's funny, you know, that I'm like anybody else, any other guy, I forget things. And I walk out and realize I've got $10 of the coupons in my pocket, and I'll run back in the store and tell them that I forgot to use it, and they'll actually put the money back on your account.
They'll
give you the money back. And I don't care if it's a dollar or 30 cents. That guy's a fool.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's my personal opinion. You know, I don't know the guy. I don't know his situation. But I don't know anybody that makes enough money to wipe their hand in with it.
Yeah, no, hey, thanks so much. That's gross, but thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. So hopefully no one's doing that.
Yeah.
Because that money gets recirculated. And then,
right, that would be disgusting.
Yeah. Crystal from Keystone Heights, good morning. How are you?
Doing good.
Good, Crystal. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say coupons is an any person thing. It doesn't make a man any less manly for using them, especially if you go to BJ's and you have a membership. You use your coupons and manufacturing coupons. You get bulk items for next to nothing.
Wow, you sound like a woman who knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so send the manly man over to use some coupons at BJ's.
Exactly.
All right, hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. Nate from Lake City. Nate?
Yes.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Great. What do you want to say about dudes using coupons? Is that really a thing?
No. I don't. I'm not agreeing with him because if my wife is putting her time and gathering them together, clipping them, giving her time, all these jobs, and matching with what we are going to buy for that week, yes, I will definitely take him there, and I have no embarrassment about that. Whatsoever.
All right, Nate. Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate that. He sounded like a speaking spell. Remember
I was just
spell?
Going to say that. You type it in and then it talks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly what he sounded
like. It was
like
he was the voice of speaking spell.
He totally was.
I want you to spell coupon. I mean, that was really creepy. Was
that
it just
was
me?
100. No, I was thinking the same thing the whole time.
Oh my gosh. Brandy from the South Side. Good morning. How are you? I should have gotten his autograph.
I know.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brandy. What'd you want to say?
Well, I just want to tell her that I'm married, I have a kid, and I can't stand to use coupons because I want to get in and get out. But there are apps on the phone that she can put on her phone. There's Checkout 51, there's Ibotta, there's Saving Star, and there's I can't remember the other one. But you put them on your phone, and then the coupon she's trying to get her husband to use, she can just use the receipt and the things that he bought with the coupons and just take a picture of the receipt, take a picture of the items, and then Saving Star or Ibotta puts it back in an account. So
all right,
some shut him down with laziness.
Somebody explain to me, maybe you can explain to me, Brandy, with all these coupons and things, what is the point of the coupon? Why make somebody go through all this work to buy your product for less? Why not just charge people less for the product?
Yeah, it's a great question.
I have no idea. Okay.
I hate
coupons. I do not use coupons.
Right,
I love apps that let me save it.
No, I get it. Hey, thanks for calling. But here's the thing. Even then, you have to download this app. You have to go on. You have to find it. Coupons. You have to buy the paper. You have to clip it out. You have to remember it. If you want someone to buy your product, why make them jump through all these hoops? Why not just drop the price
of
the product?
I totally agree. I don't understand the point of it either.
Right. We don't charge for our radio show because we want people to listen.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it still doesn't always work that way.
No, unfortunately not.
All right, well, look, Joe, a lot of people are saying, you know, Beth is right on this. It's just smart to save money. It's not a guy thing or girl thing. It's just a dumb thing or a smart thing.
Look, I didn't realize you had so many cheap people in your audience. best. It's like you clip the coupons. You want to go to the grocery store and use them. That's fine. I'm not using the coupons. I'm not going.
All right.
You're just alienating everybody, honey.
Yeah, right.
I'm all right with that.
Well, I mean, it's nice to have someone else do it for a change.
A lot of smart dudes use coupons.
All right. Well, listen, Beth, maybe the solution is if you have coupons, just keep them for when you go to the store. And don't waste them on him because he's just not going to use them.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like this is the 21st century, and men can't save money at the register. This is the dark age.
No, I know. Look, if men can wear rompers, they should be able to use coupons.
There's a man doing a whole lot of things I ain't going to be doing.
Well, that's a good point too. All right, hang on 1 second.
A romper man using a coupon?
Yeah. I ain't wearing no romper. I ain't peeing in no gender-specific bathroom, and I ain't using coupons.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.